Good morning. A front that we've been tracking into and through the area over the better part of the last 24 hours continues to slide off to the south and east. Showers are moving along with it, so while most of us did have some wet weather overnight, most everyone now is drying out, with the exception of central and eastern New England. Still, as that front makes progress toward and then off the coast, clouds, which are in place early this morning, will continue to break up. So we'll have increasing sunshine as we get deeper into the morning and especially this afternoon. The wind will also pick up and become gusty out of the northwest and at times up to 30 miles per hour. The combination of drier weather and gusty winds will increase the fire risk across the area, and a red flag warning has been issued for a large part of the northeast. Meanwhile, high temperatures today will find their way back into the lower 60s, although it may be a bit brisk at times. The wind will diminish tonight, with high pressure building and skies will be mostly clear, and temperatures will be much cooler than recent overnight periods, with lows mainly in the lower to middle 30s. This will all set us up for a beautiful day tomorrow, sunny, comfortably mild with less wind, and highs back towards seasonal levels and again in the lower 60s. The next disturbance will make an approach during the day on Thursday. We'll start off with sunshine, although we'll have increasing clouds during the day, and even the risk at a few showers by the end of the day, particularly in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Still, temperatures, along with the south breeze out ahead of this system, will surge into the upper 60s. As that system draws closer Thursday night, we'll pick up a better chance for showers, which will last into the day on Friday as that storm moves through. Friday afternoon, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a good chance of rain and highs in the mid-60s. A drying trend to start the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds. A bit cooler on Saturday with a northwest wind flow reestablishing itself. Highs will be back into the upper 50s. And in that northwesterly flow, another disturbance will pass by on Sunday. And we run a small risk of a passing shower with highs in the mid-50s. It looks like another disturbance will arrive on Monday with a renewed chance for showers and highs staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cutoff upper-level low with an associated stationary front from the Midwest to the Southern Plains will continue to generate numerous showers and thunderstorms over the next couple of days. Excessive rainfall has already caused significant flooding in Texas, but the threat will slowly decrease through the day as the area of higher precipitation expands eastward into the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley. Still, flash flooding concerns will remain elevated for East Texas to Southern Illinois and Indiana. Additionally, the mountain snow in Colorado and Wyoming will taper off as the position of that upper low and surface front shifts to the east. And much of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states will continue to have pleasantly warm and dry conditions through midweek. Afternoon high temperatures are forecast to be near or above average for mid-April. And a vast portion of the West will also remain relatively dry with well above normal temperatures. Many locations will see afternoon highs ranging from 15 to 25 degrees above normal. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 25 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 41, 80% relative humidity, a north wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, windy with increasing sun near 70, Boston mostly cloudy with showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 59, that's 10 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 1.30 inches for the month, which is 63 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 7.79 inches for the season, which is 2.14 inches of liquid precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low 39. The record high 92 set in 1976, and the record low 18 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6.07 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7.43 p.m., 13 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and windy today, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine and windy today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and cooler tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, windy today with highs right around 60. Clear and cooler tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and windy today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and cooler tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and windy today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear and cooler tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, comfortably mild, lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Thursday, the risk for a shower before the end of the day in the upper 60s. Rain likely Thursday night and Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy on Friday afternoon, mid 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler Saturday in the upper 50s. Just the outside risk of a shower Sunday, mid-50s, and a better chance of showers Monday, with highs staying in the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.